time and that they don't hear just to
and
go
Germany
on,
and everybody,
you know,
already says within a few years, them. No more Russian oil or gas. Well, China and India want more than you can even give them. So it's like, it's just, it's total idiocy. Let's take a few phone calls. This is absolute insanity. Let's go to Sean in California on Russia relations with U.S. Strait of Hormuz. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. I'm basically rephrasing my question from last week when I got cut off. How do we, as Americans, and even as Russians, how do we get the baby boomers to realize Russia is no longer the bad guy? That neocon narrative has failed. And if you'd let me follow up, I do have an idea of a solution where Russia...
Yeah, I'm not screwing your call on air, bro. You're on air. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I would think Russia and Trump could play peacemakers in this. My idea, it might have some pushback, but what if the Ukraine territories were ceded back, you know, to Ukraine? Russia keeps its little port in Crimea, and then they agree to a UN peacekeeping force that monitors the Strait of Hormuz. So the UN gets to feel special, the globalists get to feel special, but we basically do kind of like a swap of the Crimea and pieces of Ukraine for Strait of Hormuz security.
Yeah, that's a great. Well, let me ask Victor Boots this: idea. What do you see as a way out for Trump to save face? What would be a way to de-escalate it and end what's happening in the Middle East right now? And then what would be optimal and the best thing to do if we could have everything we wanted to end this Ukraine war?
Well, there is two points. First of all, talking about the Ukrainian war, unfortunately, idea which you just mentioned could be, you know, reasonable, let's say 4 or 5 years ago. But right now we went way beyond this line. First of all, the population and territory we're talking about. Think of this. This is a traditionally, originally Russian territory, which is basically has nothing to do with this, you know, so-called, you know, Ukraine, which was created after collapse of Soviet Union. So this is a plus. Population is there, but definitely don't want to leave a country who would suppress your own language, who destroy your church, who are persecuting your priest, who not letting you.
Bottom
you know,
line, Russia has already spilled a bunch of blood and is committed to the fight now. It's not going to pull back.
Yeah, we cannot pull back. Now we are talking about, you know, getting more territories and join them to Russia. That's basically how this conflict will end up. Because if Ukraine don't understand peaceful, you know, talks, and we now clearly see their plans is not just to settle politically this talk, because Europe will never let them do so. And then we know perfectly well, Zelensky, just a comedian, an actor, he is a playing role.
He's literally a homosexual prostitute, cokehead, puppet of the British.
Yeah, crockhead. What are you expecting from him?
He's completely mindless. And he's felt now, sheltered so far, but I don't think that's going to go on too long. Bart in Georgia. Go ahead.
Yeah, since long ago set up a condition where the peace can be settled. There is a certain, you know, to eliminate the root cause of this conflict. And everybody in the Europe and Americans very well know about it. Russia was very deliberate to explain this many times, including all the historical parallels. And now up to them to understand, hey, until this is met, we will not change our position. And Russia will prove that we stand on this position. Now,
well, it's like Putin said 4 years ago. He said, look, since 91, you've expanded our borders. We let you cross red lines. No more crossing. Do you respect us now? And that's just where we are, folks. Let's take another phone call here. Let's talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Victor. I want to give Trump an F on his handling of the Ukraine war, an F on his Iran war, a D on his economic recovery, and it was a B+, a C on the COVID lockdown. But, you know, one of his biggest failures and broken promises is to stop this war in Ukraine. And Putin put it perfectly in the interview with Tucker Carlson. If we were to cut off the funding to Ukraine, it would be end over in 2 to 3 weeks. Victor, why do you think Trump has failed to cut off this funding? Thank you.
Well, first of all, the way I see the Trump has his limitation. His position as a president has also very strong limits of so-called deep state or so-called, you know, men in the black suits who comes and explain him how the situation run. So, look, yes, in the better or ideal world, Trump could stop this war even quicker because, look, critical intelligence come from United States. The
United States runs and directs all the smart weapons. Let's be clear. The U.S. is bombing Russia. The U.S. runs it all. Europe doesn't have the satellites. Let's just be clear. All Trump has to forget the funding. Correct. Just cut off the intelligence. It ends in 24 hours.
Yeah, first and second one, if you cut off the Starlink access, then within a couple hours, all combat operation from Ukrainian side would be stopped. That's it. They can't run it unless there is a Starlink connection going and coordinating. And is together with the Palantir, as we know it, you know, system AI using for targeting, coordinating, you know, doing all the decision instead of the humans. So this is where we are. So for Trump, really, if he really honestly want to stop it, on the initial stage, we saw that really he tried maybe, but then eventually globalists, you know, took again, regained control over him. That's why they pushed him in this attack on Iran, unprovoked one. I have very little hope that the Trump really has some, I would say, capacity or possibilities to stop it. Though, technically, he has all these three buttons to stop it. That, believe me, within 72 hours, this conflict will be definitely stopped.
Absolutely. Let's go to Lander in South Dakota. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead, Lander.
Well, the Americans are still learning that the neocons are basically just the intellectual heirs of the Trotskyites. And wasn't it Stalin who took out Trotsky in Mexico?
It was Stalin.
Do the American people fair beer?
It was Stalin.
But, that's kind of beside the point. But why is it so intolerable to the globalists for the American people and the Russian people to get along? We would trade. We would be excellent trade partners. We would be the ideal cultural alliance strategically in the world right now. And I think that in the Tucker Carlson interview with Mr. Putin, Putin was kind of just saying it out there that if America traded with Russia, it would culturally orthodox America.
But it's not just that. It's geographically what Russia is in the center of the chessboard in that side of the world. We're here. That's been written about by the Carnegie Endowment for 70, 80 years that would be the ideal thing. That's why it's not allowed. And that's why this Ukraine war has pushed Russia into China's arms, which is the worst possible thing for the United States. And that's why globalists are above this. The Iran war's real target is the West and creating a global depression. Iran is just the cover story for that. Anything else, Lander?
Well, I think that we just absolutely need to foster just alliances and friendship between the Russian people and the American people. We should all get along. We should be able to have a whole Pacific theater of peace, actually. You know,
we should be asking ourselves
the Cold War.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Putin pointed it out.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, think of this. If Russia and the United States combine its efforts, we definitely can provide the security and make sure that humanity for the, you know, very, very long period of time would doesn't even know what is a war, because it's up to us. And as you said, United States and Russian Federation is a, you know, allies made by nature. We have nothing to dispute. We have a huge territories. And if we combine our technologies, our capacities, our technological desire for the new adventures, for the new frontiers, that's where we have so much in common, which unites us. You know, our mentality very similar, because we have a vast, you know, which we need to go and really settle to the new frontiers, which
spirit.
We need to develop.
And so we need pioneering and adventure, not total war. We need to reject the globalists. Brian in Idaho, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead, Brian.
Alex, thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom has had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the reason you're so successful, and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war. If you look at the economic numbers, if you look at the actual metrics behind what the AI push is right now, we have no real economy, and we're sustaining that through national security and having, we're either going to build the next prison, the next industrial prison complex, the prison plan that you've described, or it's going to be the biggest bubble that's ever burst. As
and by the way, the EU doesn't deny that they're collapsing. Victor, do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. I want you to answer Brian's question. Great statement, Brian. Thanks for the support. Yeah, the bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue. There's a big sale in tonight. TheAlexJonesShore.com. I need to plug. You fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. We'll be right back. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is RealAlexJones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the T-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com is available at RealAlexJones.com.